He watched with curiosity when the beast in the front stopped, took a stick out of his belt, and began a run at him. His curiosity turned to amazement. The thing was going to attack him. Incredible. The crash of the club against the windshield was deafening. His earbones clashed with the assault, and that wasn't all. There was an immediate atmosphere sizzle. A wave of dizziness hit Turl. Bright lights popped in his skull. Air was getting into the cab. This old Mark II had seen better days. The supposedly armored windscreen had come loose in its mounts. Turl gaped at it in disbelief. The side gasket had given way. He panicked. Then his eye caught the sign about face masks, and he hastily snatched the mask and flask of breathe gas off the gunner's seat and snapped it over his face, opening the valve. He inhaled deeply, and the dizziness lessened. He took three deep breaths to clean the damned air out of his lungs. Turl stared anew at the strange beast. It was lining up for another run. His paws fumbled with the firepower. He wanted no recoil of the blast blowing back through the opened windscreen, and he pulled the force lever low to stun. He hoped it was enough. The beast started the run. Turl hit the fire button. It was enough, all right. The ions sizzled and glared. The beasts were slammed back, lifted clean off the ground. They fell. Turl watched intently to make sure they kept on lying where they had fallen. Good. They did. He let out a shuddering sigh into his mask, winding down. And then he sat up straight in new amazement. He had thought when they were hit that he was dealing with two four-legged beasts, but lying on the ground, they had come apart. Turl swung a side door wide and crawled out. He checked his belt gun and then rumbled over to the game he had hit. Three beasts. Maybe four. The two four-legged beasts were two. On the one behind, a bundle of something had fallen apart. That maybe made three. The nearer one definitely was two different beasts. What a confusion! He shook his head, trying to clear it. The effects of air were not wearing off fast enough. Little bright sparks were still popping in front of his eyes. He lumbered over to the more distant one, pushing the tall grass away. Oh-ho, it was a horse. He had seen plenty of horses. The plains were full of them. But this horse had had a bundle tied on its back. Simple as that. The bundle had come loose. He kicked it. It wasn't anything alive. It was just some skins, some animal hides, and nonsense bits of other things. He walked back toward the tank through the high grass. Yep. The other thing was also a horse, and over to the right, where it had fallen clear, Turl pushed back the grass. Well, luck of the gold nebula. It was a man. The cyclo turned the man over. What a small, puny body. Hair on the face and head, but nowhere else. Two arms, two legs, white-brown skin. Turl was unwilling to admit that Char's description fitted. In fact, he resented that it did come close and promptly rejected it. The chest was moving, only slightly, true, but it was still alive. Turl felt fortunate indeed. His excursion was successful without his even going up into the mountains. He picked it up with one paw and went back to the tank and threw it into the gunner's seat, which engulfed it. Then he set to work repairing the windscreen gasket with some permastick. The whole side of the glass had been dislodged, and although the glass itself was not even scratched, that had been quite a blow. He looked down at the small body swallowed in the seat. No, a fluke. It was the age of this tank, the brittleness of its gaskets. Sure was a ratty car. He'd find something wrong and put it in Zitt's records. Misplaced parts, or something. He went over the other gaskets, the doors, and the other screen. They seemed all right, if brittle. Well, he wasn't going underwater, and there would surely be no more attacks from things like that.